Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello, and welcome to your Thursday edition of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Steven Serta. Here's everything you need to know about the Kansas City Chiefs for Thursday, March 23rd.
Yeah, I think the unique thing about Patrick is he can really play any style of football, and we've seen it throughout his career. I mean, he can play the up-tempo running gun stuff, but I think, you know, last year was a good kind of turning point for our team, and, you know, we saw a lot of different coverages, and teams force us to play patient. But I think, you know, when we looked at that trade last year, I think in our mindset, we knew you're not going to find another Tyreek Hill. So let's just go out there and get good football players. And the cool thing and the advantage that we had is that Pat can play any style of football. So he can work with the bigger receivers and play more of a tempoed game and just play the small game if we have to. So I don't think we ever thought we're going to go out there and find another Tyreek Hill. Certainly speed and athleticism, versatility will always be at the top of our list, but really we just want to collect good football players.
All is quiet on the Kansas City Chiefs front this week after a busy open to free agency that saw them make big splashes with tackle Juwan Taylor and defensive lineman Charles Omenihu. Things have slowed down quite a bit for the Chiefs. You just heard from general manager Brett Veach from last month's NFL Combine discussing how the Chiefs will approach their wide receiver room after rebuilding the group ahead of last year's Super Bowl run. They'll need Veach to work some magic once again, as Mecole Hardman is officially off the market after signing a one-year deal that could be worth up to $6.5 million with the New York Jets. Mecole, after an up-and-down career in Kansas City, opened last year strong, looking like he was ready to put up career numbers in his contract season. Prior to an injury that essentially ended his year, Hardman managed 6 total touchdowns through the first 8 weeks, only to be placed on IR with that injury. He would return for the Chiefs' playoff run, but re-aggravated the injury, which sidelined him for the Super Bowl. It always seemed like a long shot that Hardman would return to Kansas City, and the Chiefs still have several major positions of need. Wide receiver is now officially near the top of the list, if it wasn't already. As of this recording, the Chiefs' likely starting trio of wide receivers heading into next season is Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Sky Moore, and Kadarius Toney. There's still a bit of an unknown in wide receiver Justin Ross, but it's clear the Chiefs could still be on the market for a veteran wide receiver, especially if they can find a deal that makes sense similar to the one-year deal they signed with now Patriots wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster. With the official departure of Mecole Hardman, we can now officially say the Legion of Zoom is no more. We're continuing to closely monitor every move the Chiefs make in the coming weeks leading up to the NFL draft. In other Chiefs news, Travis Kelce announced that he and his brother Jason will be hosting a live New Heights podcast at the Kansas City Music Hall on Wednesday, April 26th. That's the evening prior to day one of the NFL draft, which is, of course, being held right here in Kansas City. The show is set to begin at 7:30 p.m. Tickets for the show will be available for purchase via Ticketmaster beginning this Friday, March 24th at 10 a.m. Arrowhead time. Maybe the Chiefs still have a big free agent signing in them, or a trade, maybe even a big move up in the Kansas City-hosted NFL draft. If they do, we'll have everything you need to know at arrowheadpride.com and right here on the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. As always, please leave a rating and review. As for me, that's a wrap for now. I'm Steven Serta. We'll catch you on the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.